Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game 2 up at Fenway. Yankees versus Boston Red Sox. Red Sox win game one in convincing fashion. Blow the doors off. They get all their runs out of the way early, which is nice of them. Drought it up the next couple games. Jake's under attack right now. So
unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've been in this apartment for almost 2 years. I've never heard a noise from the apartment above me. And I think there's an invasion happening. We'll see. To top it off, Noodle the Doodle Dog has a toy. It was kind of the first time that I displayed to my girlfriend how much on the same wavelength me and my dog are. We were leaving the Petco, and there's a toy that I call it Rope Bone. Not to be too Andy from Parks and Rec, but it's a rope with two bones on it. And I like froze up. I was like, we need to get that. It's his favorite toy by far. So he's going to town on that. He's making a lot of noise. I'm getting attacked. So if you hear any extra stuff, that's from Poppy Patron today. And I'm definitely not saying any of that to distract myself from the game last night.
Brutal game. One game. I don't care.
One game.
The YouTube stream.
You think it was a rope-a-dope?
Could have been.
Get them so exhausted from having to run the bases and swinging the bat so many times that they're fatigued?
Yeah, for sure. The YouTube looks like the health of the stream is bad. I'll just upload this afterwards. Let's get going with this. I might go jump in the ocean after this.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We're
getting groomed after this. So big day before the game.
That is a big day. All right. For the Yankees today, kind of an interesting lineup because we have DJ LeMahieu leading off playing third base. Aaron Judge in right field batting second. Edwin Encarnacion DHing in the three hole. Didi slides up to four. Voit at five playing first base. Gleyber at second. Cameron Maben makes his return in left field. Tauchman in center field. Romine behind the dish, yesterday's closer. And Paxton on the bump. They bring up Cameron Maben. This is something I thought might happen. I said it last show. And it did, Jake. So I feel smart.
It did. They said today was supposed to be his first 9-inning game at AAA rehabbing, but they just said, all right, you're up, dude. He's a veteran. Baseball's baseball to a degree. Instead of playing the AAA game, you're playing left field at Fenway, Cam. So knock your socks off. And, just end. Every time Cameron Maben was on the field for the Yankees, he was making a good thing happen, and we need good things happening today.
Need to fix the vibe of this series immediately. And who's on the bump?
Your
Paxton.
Guy.
Do I trust him? No.
Right?
Like, I think his first inning woes can go so deep into, like, bad town. Like, I understand that he gives up a run in the first inning and he can have a good outing, Jake, but that momentum coming off yesterday's game, it's like a huge swing. It's just an extra brick on top of a wall. We're trying to take bricks away immediately, and I feel like Paxton's first inning, I'm very nervous, cautious, not optimistic about Paxton in this game today.
If the Yankees don't score a run in the first inning, we are going to be holding our breath and like just elevated heart rate. Cause it's going to be like, what's the damage? Like at this point, no runs is like 10% chance. It would almost be like, I don't want to say miraculous cause that's a little rude.
If there was an over under half a run, James Paxton, the first inning, would you bet on it? Would you bet the over?
You have to.
It's terrible.
I hope we get baseballed Susan pretty good. Maybe the Yanks come out today and say, brand new day. Let's put up a couple on the board. And Paxton, Everyone knows Paxton's first inning struggles, Yankee fans and Boston fans. And if he were to shut them out in the first inning, I mean, imagine if you were James Paxton and you finally get through that first inning clean. I mean, you're ready. You're ready to rip. You go from bad day to having a special day like that. So the first inning of this game is definitely, like every game, it's kind of the first one to watch for.
Yeah. Yeah. You care, you upset that Hicks not in the lineup? Like Maben, Tauchman, Romine, if you're a Red Sox fan, because they don't know that Tauchman's been good lately, they're got to be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, Hicks obviously was on a lot of highlight reels this past week. I mean, he's still, it's not like he's just back from the IL, but they like working in their rest days. I'm not more so mad about Hicks getting the day off. I do have a little bit of a concern in Tauchman in center at Fenway. I mean, that right center field area and the triangle there, it is not an easy center field. So hopefully Paxton's on his game and mowing him down so Tauchman doesn't get a ton of action out there. Tauchman's done nothing wrong to make me concerned about him. I'm just more concerned. I mean, it's probably his first time playing center field at Fenway Park, right?
Has to be.
Right? Yeah.
It has to be. Unless he played for like some Cape Cod game once.
Sure.
Which I doubt. So I wouldn't bet on it.
Second mini what to watch for.
Second mini what to watch for. Red Sox, give us their lineup.
Mookie the Dookie Betts in right. Rafael got the fevers, Devers, third base. Xander got some bad farts, Bogarts. JD... all in is Martinez. That didn't work. Vasquez is catching. Benny in left. Sam Travis at first. Travis and Chavez back to back at first and second base. And Jackie Bradley Jr., the last game's death punch in center. With Jim, an old AL Central friend on the mound, Andrew Cashner.
Yeah. We got you saying Benny's name right.
Now I just go Benny now.
Now we need you to get Chavis right.
Chavis.
Yes, Chavis.
Yeah, yes, Michael Chavis.
The Say Hey Che.
Oh, no.
That's what they've been calling him. Che Hey Kid.
Got the bad farts, Bogarts. Yeah, yesterday's what to watch for, Jim, was which shortstop was going to have the bigger game. And Xander took it.
Yeah.
He had a pretty special day. That JBJ, it was so funny seeing the Larry Rothschild haters coming out. And then Tanaka hangs an 0-2 slider to Jackie Bradley. It's like, yeah, that was a bad move, Larry.
Yeah. Dude, that pitch. So I wasn't supposed to announce who was here with me, but they were here with me when that pitch was thrown. And it's not going to make the cut because it has nothing to do with why they were here. Those who know, you know. But I was like, 0-2 in the zone to JBJ? What the fuck are you doing?
Just hanging.
And then luckily I got pulled away from the game for some life stuff that wasn't fun in the slightest, but would have pulled me away from any game. So it was nice that it was a 16-3 loss.
If there was a game to be pulled away from.
Stuff that I had to do, yeah. It was that
any
one.
Any different feelings on these Red Sox players? I know we talked Devers and Bogarts. I mean, are they up a tier in your book at all? Or, I mean, are we just one game famine it?
I'm so rude that...
Yeah. It's not worth saying the words you're about to say. That's a good idea, Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
Team scores 16 runs.
19.
It's more unimpressive on the pitcher than impressive on the hitters. If they scored 10, then I'd be like, fuck, that's a scary lineup. 19, now you're to the point where like, well, okay, all our pitchers just absolutely sucked it up.
Interesting. I kind of get what you're saying there. Yeah, well.
Like, I think any team would have scored 19 runs on the Yankees yesterday. Tanaka was throwing meatballs.
A lot of teams at Fenway would have put up a big number at Fenway. That's not the rudest thing to say. The Red Sox did it. Kudos to them.
Not trying to take anything away
from them. No. Cashner, thoughts? AO?
They traded for Kastner to eat innings. Has he at least done that for them? I think he has. He hasn't been good. He hasn't been good versus the Yankees. So that's an interesting thing. Like, does he get up for his new getup? Does putting on the Red Sox uniform and pitching at Fenway versus Boston, does that get his juices flowing more and we see a more intense, ready and rearing to go guy? Because if it's just the same old Kastner that we've faced all the time, I'm not really, he's never put worry into me before and he won't now. I mean, five earned runs versus Toronto and then four versus Baltimore since he's become a Red Sox. So he hasn't been good, but he has six innings pitched, which I think is what they want. They lost both games. I don't know.
Jim, I'm going to give my third what to watch for. And I was going to make this my real what to watch for, but I decided I copped out and I got another one. Man, talk about two guys that can earn a lot of love from their fan base today. Kastner, you twirl a good game, and the Sox fans aren't going to give a crap that you haven't been great since you come over. James Paxton, hello, dude. Everyone was all on your ass, and then all of our starters shit the bed. You throw a good one today, you're in the clear, buddy.
We're waiting on a pitcher to start the wheels in motion of, like, get us on a good stretch. Takes one.
You're a huge, big starting pitcher passing the baton to the next starting pitcher.
I am. Yeah. I am. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that would be, if this was MLB TV, I'd say which starting pitcher is going to be beloved after today? One or neither?
One or neither's, yeah, it's not two.
You know, James Paxton does have a really good start against Boston, Jim.
He does. It was really nice. He was dotting 98 on the black right from the jump. But I have Kastner's numbers up first, but it took me too long. We pivoted.
Pivot.
Because I know that Voit hit a home run, a grand slam or a three-run home run versus Kastner in opening day.
Yeah.
Gleyber Torres has two home runs versus Kastner. Oh, that's great. Gleyber Torres crushes the Orioles all season long.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got him on the bump. He's not an Oriole anymore, but does that Oriole blood still run through him? Does Gleyber see red?
Beautiful.
Wow.
I like
Voit,
that.
Voit with the home run. Voit is 5-for-7. Do you hear that?
5-for-7. That's good.
5-for-7 versus Kastner with a home run. Let's see who else. Gleyber is 6-for-13, and DJ LeMahieu. Dude, everyone's got good numbers. Everyone has good numbers versus Kastner on the Yankees.
That's good news. And the start I referenced before to give you guys the stats, James Paxton, 8 innings pitched, 2 hits, 12 Ks against Boston. That was April 16th, so it was a while back. But if he twirls another one, especially right now, whoo, boondog.
That would be huge. I'm trying
to
see.
You got what to watch for, Jim?
I'm trying to see if any of these players just really get Paxton. Pierce isn't in. Holt's not in.
Nope.
Leon's not in. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Bogarts has a home run off of him. And JBJ is 4-for-10.
Wow.
That's about it. So, dude, my what to watch for is such a cop-out. It's James Paxton's first inning. It's James Paxton's mentality. Is he pitching downhill? Is he throwing with conviction? Is he staring off dopily? He's got a dopey stare sometimes, or is he intense? That's the real what to watch for, but I think that's like every Yankee fan is going to be tuned into that.
It is a cop out, but it is the what to watch for.
The other one I'd say is Cameron Maybin. He brought a lot of spunk and fun, and maybe he can do that some more.
Yeah, Jim, that was going to be my what to watch for. Number 6 is just the whole outfield. We're expecting very different things from all three guys. Cameron Maybin comes back. He'd had such good energy and just good things happening on the baseball field when he was on the Yanks. Talkman's been swinging an incredible bat. I already mentioned he's in center field today. I'm interested to see what that looks like. And Aaron Judge, man, Aaron Judge, he had the fly out yesterday in the second inning that could have made this whole game just go down a whole different war path. JBJ snags it and we move along. We need the Judge. We need the Judge today. So I'm watching that whole outfield, baby.
Whole entire outfield. Let Talk bring some magic.
You're looking for Talk magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone bring me some magic. Just need to. What do I like to say about these days? We need a compete day.
Yeah.
I don't care if they lose, to be honest, because the Red Sox aren't on my radar yet. Maybe if they keep winning, they will be. Right now, they're not. So we just need a compete day for our own internal sakes. You know what I mean?
Speaking of compete days, I think you had the best draft pick in Homer draft history yesterday.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker.
I forgot about that. I also called, like, the type of home run it was going to be.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling you, he's my top five on the Yanks in home run derby. That's going to be another fun fact on the end of the year Yankees talking Yanks trivia. But yeah, Higgy bomb yesterday, Jim, and I don't know if you had guessed if you had told me coming into this season that one of us would have guessed and gotten Higashioka in the homer draft, I would have assumed it was maybe like one of the last five games of the year or something.
No.
And we were just slapdicking around, but kudos to you, my friend.
On the best ever, and I get first pick, I believe.
And I believe you get the first pick.
Wow. And I said the under yesterday, which...
Yeah, that was really dumb. You did your whole 10-run spiel, and everyone was like, what was that? And then, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know everyone was going to suck so bad. All right, so I cannot choose Higgy, and I cannot choose Hicks, and they're both not playing today.
Wow.
So, like, really good strategy by me, game one, to get a homer off that. Today, versus Cashner, I am choosing, as with my first pick, I'm choosing Aaron Judge, my first pick. And then my second pick, I'm choosing Glaber, who I'll just announce since you can't have him. Glaber versus Cashner. I think he sees I think he sees some Oriole orange underneath those red shocks.
Yeah, we're your homer draft path to victory is looking really good, which we can talk about the pitching path to victory. Everyone's available, right? All the good guys. That's rude, Jake. The four horsemen. Anyways, homer draft for myself. I can't take Edwin and Glaber or Judge because you took him. Jimmy, I've got one that I actually feel confident in.
Who's that?
DJ LeMahieu.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why. They're doing that ridiculous outfield shift on them where they're all playing center field. I think DJ LeMahieu sees the monster and sees that shift, and he's like, I'm just going to pull balls if you guys are going to be assholes.
I have him pesky pull home run.
Ooh, okay. You have him going the other way. I think he's just going to hit, like, I think he's just going to try to, I think he's going to pull the ball and either hit a home run or a double. I'm banking home run here. But just so he can look at them and be like, guys, teams don't shift on me because I can literally hit it anywhere. Like, what are you doing? So I think that's as close to a lock as you'll get in the homer carafe. And then give me King Louis V. 5-for-7 off Cashner. Hello.
It was between. I wanted to take Voit and Glaber, but we need Judge to step up in these moments. So I'm trying. You know, with my pick, I'm willing him to do so.
He's good.
He's good. He's good. What's the over under?
Ooh, what do you think?
11.5. Yesterday was 11 with better pitchers on the mound and all that hitting. Yeah. 11 or 11.5?
We got some kind of rested bullpens. I'm going to go 11. Let's see what they got. Show me what you got, pre-mama. Oh, little burp. The noise stopped upstairs. That's good. They just died, I guess.
No longer under attack.
11.5.
Nailed it.
11.5.
I'm going under. Come on. I don't want to see that again.
I'm going under too, Jim. I think Paxton, up until this point, does have a little of the when we've needed him, he's brought it. Today we need it, and he pitched really well against the Red Sox. And I think we're looking at like a baseball Susan moment. This game ends up being like a 3-1 game. Wow, it was 19-3 yesterday, and it's 3-1 today.
I hope so. I hope so. Thank you to everyone that listened to the pregame show. If you listen on the podcast app, a 5-star review would go a long way. Just so we get enough, so people know this is a real show with the real audience. That would be great. If you want to subscribe on YouTube, it's Talking Yanks Podcast, a brand new channel just for Yankee stuff. That ends the show. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your Friday night. Let's not get blown out. See ya.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.